North Carolina has been rebuilding oyster reefs along the coast for decades. These underwater habitats are vital to the state's multi-million dollar oyster industry. But it's still unclear exactly what other sea life calls these reefs home. As James Morrison reports, a North Carolina State University researcher is looking to answer that question by using her ears.
Jason Peters is running his hand through a massive pile of iridescent oyster shells that have been pried open and scooped clean. He supervises a program for North Carolina's Fisheries Department that creates artificial oyster reefs by dumping shells and other hard materials in the state's coastal waters.
The barges take them out to a reef site that we've identified, and they've got a large water cannon, and we use that high-pressure water to blow or wash the shell off of the deck of the barge onto the reef site.
The shells and other materials provide habitat for oyster larvae to attach to so they can grow and be harvested. Peter says the Fisheries Department knows the program is good for oysters, but it isn't sure what the larger impact is. That's where Olivia Coretti is hoping to help. She's a researcher with North Carolina State University who specializes in a relatively new method for monitoring aquatic life using what's essentially an underwater microphone.
It's like a little compact sort of torpedo-looking thing about the size of your hand.
Coretti is using these hydrophones to document which animals besides oysters use these reefs. And what she's found so far has been enlightening. Here's what it sounds like in Pamlico Sound, where it's just muddy bottom and no oyster reef.
The only sounds you hear are either water movement or some very like low frequency, quiet fish calls.
And here's what life on a nearby reef sounds like.
So in that one, you can hear some grunts and sort of knocking sounds. Those are certain types of fish. And then you can also hear a lot of snaps from the snapping shrimp, especially.
Coretti uses traditional methods for monitoring oyster reefs as well, like trapping fish. But these techniques can be invasive, and you only get brief snapshots of life on the reef. By recording around the clock, Coretti can document what species of fish and invertebrates use these reefs and why. For instance, she's learned oyster toadfish use the reef like a swinger at a singles bar, hoping to meet a mate.
So you can hear that there's a toadfish right next to the hydrophone in this recording, but in the background you should also be able to hear that there's a lot more kind of making those honking sounds. So they're communicating with each other and also with females of that species too.
Coretti also found reefs made with shell attract more aquatic life than reefs made out of other materials like granite or concrete. This could suggest it's more valuable to dump shells into the water rather than other materials. Coretti's findings are still preliminary, but they come at a good time. The North Carolina Coastal Federation announced in August that it wants to grow the state's oyster industry by more than 10 times over the next decade, from $2.4 million to $30 million. And while that might sound like music to the ears of fishermen, it'll sound a whole lot like this to the animals that call these reefs home. James Morrison, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.